I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Marking the one-year anniversary of the tsunami, grief again grips Indonesia's Aceh province. Food for the Hungry's John Frick says it'll take a long time to heal. Prior to the tsunami, Indonesian Christians were leery of working in Aceh because of the persecution. But he says they now see it as a mission field.
We are entrenching a group of Indonesian believers into the mix of everything that we're doing there. And with our objective being to share the love of Christ through a very tangible way, when the opportunity arises, when people ask questions, then we can answer them.
Next, despite challenges to missionaries in India's Maharashtra state, Ramabai Mukti Mission is looking for more people to help them. Mukti's Marianne Salvatore says she's been training the teachers and building the curriculum at their 5 schools, but her work reveals a persistent need.
We certainly could use some long-term volunteers who are skilled in teaching English as a second language. We've had a lot of short-term people come over for a month or 2 or 3, and that just does not give us the consistency that we need in the classrooms.
They're looking for people who will stay for at least a year. Salvatore adds that the communities recognize the gospel ministry of the Mukti schools. And Audio Scripture Ministries reports progress on several projects in Mexico. ASM technicians in the recording studio are continuing to produce the scriptures in audio in 5 different Mexican dialects. The main challenge is keeping the electricity consistent so that all the computers, recording equipment, and programs will function flawlessly during the final stages of the project. Pray that many will soon hear God's word because of the work being done in this studio. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To get your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.